Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Bev Herring and my handsome husband, Harold, will be joining me again soon. You are a leader. I know as a young person, I never thought of myself as a leader. And you may never have viewed yourself as a leader with amazing leadership potential, but the truth is you are. In fact, nobody around you may have even seen the leadership potential in you, but God has. The Word of God says you possess amazing leadership qualifications, and you know what? I take the Word of God over the words of friends or relatives or anyone else. Let's look at all the scriptural qualifications that you have. Exodus 31:3 in the New Living Translation says, I have filled him with the Spirit of God, giving him great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. God's talking here about a man who was about to be designing things for the children of Israel and for his temple. But see, he gave him amazing ability because he knew what he'd been called to do. God knows what you've been called to do. And I'd personalize that scripture because it qualifies you also. I have filled Carol with the Spirit of God, giving her great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. I have filled Diane with the Spirit of God, giving her great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. I have filled Gina with the Spirit of God, giving her great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. Where does this great wisdom, ability, and expertise come from? The Spirit of God. Who does the Spirit of God give great wisdom, ability, and expert to? To everyone. God's children. All God's children, and that includes you. 1 Corinthians 12:4 in the Classic Amplified says, Now there are distinctive varieties and distributions of endowments, gifts, extraordinary powers, distinguishing certain Christians due to the power of divine grace operating in their souls by the Holy Spirit. And they vary, but the Holy Spirit remains the same. The keys to unlocking great wisdom, ability, and expertise is found right there in His presence. There are gifts and extraordinary powers available to you and to me through the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:5-6. 1 Corinthians 12:5-6 in the Classic Amplified. And there are distinctive varieties of service and ministration, but it is the same Lord who is served. And there are distinctive varieties of operation of working to accomplish things, but it is the same God who inspires and energizes them all in all. Did you notice the scripture says that God inspires and energizes them all in all? And yes, you're included in the all. 1 Corinthians 12:7 in the Classic Amplified says, But to each one is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence the spiritual illumination of the Spirit for good and profit. God is giving to all His children gifts and extraordinary powers whom He will inspire and energize so we can achieve our destiny for good and profit. God is working with you in all things at all times. Romans 8:28, we're all familiar. Romans 8:28 says, For we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Let's look at it in the Classic Amplified translation. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. The only criteria in these things working together for your good and your success is whether or not you love God and are called according to His purpose. Do you love God? For heaven's sake, you wouldn't be listening to this call if you didn't love God. Are you called according to his purpose? Let me ask you a quick question. Does it say specifically directed to any kind of person? Does it say you have to be in full-time ministry? Does it say that you have to be doing certain things at certain times within the four walls of the church? All means everybody, and that includes you. 2 Corinthians 9:8 in the Classic Amplified says, "And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation." You're to get all God's grace. That's right, translated as every favor and earthly blessing in abundance, so that in all the circumstances you don't require any support, but rather you're going to be helping to support other people. The wisdom of the world says that all good things come to those who wait. The Word of God says, however, that all good things come now by His Spirit. God doesn't see any moment of our lives as wasted moments. Once again, in this verse, just for those who it doesn't say, oh, they have to have a master or a doctorate in theology, or they have to pastor a large church, or they have to have been in the mission fields for a number of years. It has nothing to do with that. Once again, all means everybody. It means you. It means no matter what you're doing, you are included in the everybody, no matter what profession you work in. Are there limitations to what you can do? Well, according to Philippians 4:13, God says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." That's what he's saying to us. The Greek word for all things is G3956. G3956, and it means each, every, any, all, the whole, everyone, all things, everything. So really, I'd say summing it up according to the Word of God, all things means without limitation. When He directs you in something, He'll give you everything you need. God will not hold back anything. He gives us all things. Romans 8:32, I love it. I love to quote it every day. Classic Amplified Bible says in Romans 8:32, "He who did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all other things?" Is there a key to receiving all things? Well, let's read Matthew 28:20. Matthew 28:20 says, "Teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion, to the very close and consummation of the age. Amen. So let it be." When we do all that He says, then He will bless us with all things. Because according to Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The contemporary English version of Matthew 6:33 says it this way: "But more than anything else, put God's work first and do what He wants. Then the other things will be yours as well." At the same time that you're increasing your effectiveness in your business, or maybe you've got a ministry, God will be increasing your authority over all things on planet Earth. In Hebrews 2:8 in the New Living Translation, it says, "You gave them authority over all things." Now when it says all things, it means nothing is left out, but we have not yet seen all things put under their authority. I wonder if money is included in all things. Consider the words of Ecclesiastes 10:19. 10:19, a feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. The manifestation of his all in and through your life is not based on education or who your parents were or any other thing. It's simply by believing the word of God. In Matthew 21:22, the scripture says, hallelujah, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. The Classic Amplified translation of Matthew 21:22 says it this way: and whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. That's another great scripture to personalize. And whatever Lejeune asks for in prayer, having faith and really believing, she will receive. And whatever Larry asks for in prayer, having faith and really believing, he will receive. And whatever Paul asks for in prayer, having faith and really believing, he will receive. In each of us, hallelujah, if each of us can get the reality of these verses engrafted in our lives, you know, the rest of 2020 can be an incredible and amazing time. I know 2020 is not what we call been an easy year, but I think God's been teaching us a few things in 2020. And we can use all of the things, because God's time is never wasted time. Not when we're seeking to be in the Word and grow in His grace. Be looking for our Rich Thoughts email today. Comes out every Wednesday. And if you aren't receiving it, you can go to haroldherring.com and scroll down where you can sign up for the weekly email. Easy thing to do. And while you're there, just go up to the sow a seed and ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, happy trails and keep thinking rich thoughts. We love you and we appreciate you. Have a great day.